only the essentials.
Just the essentials.
I only brought the essentials.
I never leave home without all the essentials.
You're listening to Pop Culture Essentials, your guide to the latest movies.
I love this movie.
Oh, I love this movie.
Games. TV.
What else?
Streaming.
Chrissy, wake up!
In pop culture news.
Pop culture and current events.
So sit back, relax.
Take you through this week's Pop Culture Essentials.
Hello and welcome to Pop Culture Essentials. My name is Alistair and joining me today is the fabulous Anna Murphy. Hello.
Oh, hello, hello. How are you? How is everyone? Good, good.
Good. How are you going?
Oh, look, I'm great. I love talking to you.
I know, I love talking to you too, and I love that we both love this Aussie TV show.
Oh my God, bring it.
Now, we're talking today about Five Bedrooms. It is from the writers of Offspring, and it's about five different people who are all at different times of their lives bond at a wedding after being seated together at the singles table. We can all relate to that.
Uh-huh.
And after a few too many drinks, the solution to all of their problems is just them buying a five-bedroom house together.
That's right. Now, tricky to get into the market. I'm trying to do that myself.
You know what? I really thought in this current age of the crisis with housing, it's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea if you can be bothered living with people.
It also has a stacked cast. It's got Kat Stewart, Stephen Peacock, Doris Dunane, Roy Joseph, Katie Robertson, Johnny Carr, and Hugh Sheridan.
If you don't mind, bum chicken, womp, womp.
What a cast.
Yeah, well, it's a stellar cast, isn't it? It's fantastic.
Now, we are up to season four.
No,
when
I can't.
Did that happen?
I know. See, this is the thing with the show, and you and I just accidentally started talking about it, but ages ago when season one came out, I stumbled across an episode here and there. It was kind of like a bit half in, half out. I was like, oh, that's kind of cute. And I don't know what happened. Oh, I was flying home from somewhere and it was on the, I'd been overseas and it was on the Qantas or whatever.
Yeah, entertainment. Yeah.
And so I thought, oh, I'll watch that. Like, I'd already watched movies or whatever. I didn't have enough time. So I started watching that and something happened and I got hooked. And then I came home and I hassled you. I was like, where can I watch the rest of it? And absolutely, this is pure delight.
Yeah, right.
It's gorgeous. I think I wish there was more of it on Australian television these days.
Uh-huh. Now, we actually spoke to Roy Joseph a year ago.
Yeah, we did.
Joy,
yes, we did.
When the last season started. And I was fortunate enough to chat to him again. And this time he brought in the fabulous, fabulous and hilarious Kat Stewart for the chat. Never been more starstruck in my life. Just sitting there,
oh my
like,
God.
You're so pretty. You're so gorgeous. You're so funny. You're so talented.
Oh,
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yeah, I had an embarrassing moment with her. I saw her. They were filming Offspring in Pran Central and she was about to go down an escalator and I was coming up and I pointed at her, as I do. You know, this is something that I tend to do to celebrities. And I went, I'm a massive fan. I really am. Like, while she was waiting and she just sort of like looked at me like, yeah, mate, trying to actually film a show. But
you ruined
it.
That take with your pointing.
Probably.
Oh, Kat, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. I'm actually not affiliated with Anna at all.
I'm very sorry, Kat Stewart, if I threw you off your mark. I just think you're gorgeous.
Oh, she's the best. Love her.
She is. She plays neurotic in this, like, unbelievable. Like I sent you a message the other day going like, I'm having that day. I'm actually Kat Stewart in Five Bedrooms. Yeah. Like where you feel like it doesn't matter what you do, everything's going wrong.
Yeah.
And she, I think they all walk a really good, the thing this show makes me happy is no one tries to be like they're all deeply flawed in some sort of way.
Yeah.
But they're so likable and relatable. And I mean, she is just, she tries so hard to I think it's control the outcomes of everything so hard that she ends up telling fibs or losing, like making situations worse. And you can't help but feel for her because her heart's in the right place always.
Yeah.
But she tries to just manipulate everything so much and control everyone. It's so funny to watch. It's great.
Yeah. It's like there are elements of her that I'm like, oh my God, I'm like that, like people pleasing. Like, I just want everyone to be happy and everyone to get along. So I'm just going to be that person that helps everyone get along.
Totally. Yeah.
And I think this season, so we've seen 4 episodes now.
Oh, yes.
And the first 3 I watched, I watched the first episode when I got the screener and I was like, oh, how do they keep making this show better and better each season? And I watched all 3 episodes one after the other, could not tear myself away.
I think, well, obviously, like, this happens with everything, doesn't it? But the relationships have really solidified by now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I definitely think in the beginning it was a real suspend your, like, sense of reality because, like, is this really going to happen? 5 strangers in a house. You know, but now, but quite quickly you got used to that and now I just think we're so invested in them that it's just, they're just gorgeous. And that's why it feels like it's gone up a notch because they're all really in their groove. Plus the production values have gone up a bit, have you noticed?
And fast forward to 2023, where like 5 strangers buying a house together just to have a roof over their head. It's I believe it.
This is now we believe it. Yeah.
Definitely. So Kat's character, Liz, is best friends / hag with Roy Joseph's Harry.
Yeah.
And I really like they've been close in previous seasons. I really feel like this season it's like really on steroids how close they are and how much Liz inserts herself into Harry's life.
Yeah,
to try and be that.
Yeah.
In the first couple of episodes, there's a situation. Let's go spoiler because it's been out for a couple of weeks. You'll have seen it.
Well, we started this in season 3. Like that was where it was left, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She had a little dalliance with her friend who was going to be the mother of the child potentially for Harry.
So her and Harry have a situation with Harry's mum, Manju, who's played by Kumud Mirani, who is like, she's fabulous in every season, but this season, like her, Harry and Liz all have like pretty much the first 3 episodes are all about these 3 and this situation that happens with Manju getting upset about potentially having a grandchild, not being told about it. So it results in her being sent to a nursing home.
Well, they do a Mexican standoff, but they're stubborn with each other.
It's so funny. It's okay, like...
Heather sort of encourages, like, don't back down, put her in the nursing home for the night, and then she ends up in there, and then they find out she's got a real health crisis, don't they? But I love that Liz is just so determined because of her own guilt about what she's done to her husband. And she got Harry in trouble with her husband, Roger. I call him Roger always, Stuart.
Sorry.
I just love how invested she gets, and Manju doesn't really like her.
Well, and she's constantly seeking approval from Manju that she's never going to get. And we've all been there. We've all been there.
I know. But I would have given up by this at this point. Well, she really just...
And I think that comes full circle in episode 4 when she does get that validation from Manju when she has that final screaming match with Stuart and realizes that it's not her, it's him, it's over, and she needs to let him go. And that whole conversation with Manju telling her that she's better than Stuart,
which she finally gets.
Oh my god, Manju was like a mess. I love that.
Manju played that you're not good looking enough for him.
Yeah,
and, you know, he's so lovely, he's da 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 da. And then, you know, as much as I love Roger Corser and Stuart, that he is very manipulative and he's selfish.
And I think by that episode, from that front garden interaction, she sees the real Stuart.
Yeah.
And so does Manju, and then goes, hang on, maybe I've had this wrong the whole time. And still, like, does the whole comment, like, take me back to my room. Like, I love that she's not going to change being a pushy.
Well, I actually really look at, for me, because I've been in a relationship like that with the Stuart and Liz thing. I think that was handled really well.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was really well because it showed, and Liz's anxiety was raised that whole way through, and there's all these things that she's not doing true to herself, and she doesn't know why, and she's, and she, you know, but basically with the crux of it is they're not right together and he's not right for her, but she's tried so hard to keep it going. But I thought that they handled that really, really beautifully as well. Which I never thought I'd I never thought I would say anything remotely bad against Roger Coulson.
Another one of my favorite characters is Heather, played by the fabulous Doris Unain.
I'm obsessed with her.
Like the most, like she's a nurse and she is like every single nurse you know. She has
down to earth,
serious battle axe, doesn't take any shit.
No, they're all scared.
Pull any punches, but still has that vulnerable side that she only shows to certain people.
Which was so upsetting about Ben cheating on her, because you go, oh they were so good together.
I'm still, do you know what? I was holding out hope until episode four. Episode four, she is shacked up now with her professor.
And I think, let's face it, for her at her age, she was like, this is the first time I've had a really trusting adult relationship, you know, and comfortable, and I'm not used to that. And I think, look, let's face it, Ben's got some growing up to do.
Yeah.
You know.
Just a bit. He's, like, this guy has the house, he's got the job, and she doesn't need to take care of him. And she actually says in episode four, like, I'm not your fucking mother. I love that line.
And I love it. She said at one stage, Cat Stewart, sorry, Liz is trying to pick her up to learn how to look after Manju. Oh my God, and she goes, oh, for God's sake, I'm way less than some babies.
Yes.
she's this tiny little thing with this massive hair and this full-on attitude. She just rocks. I love her.
She's the best. Yeah. And I love that we've seen her go, like, start studying, getting through studying, and now graduating. Through the four seasons. Like, I love that full circle moment.
I love it.
And the speech, like when she had to give the speech with her son who was totally off his face. Oh my God, that was so funny. And, you know, there was the moment where she had to step up to the podium and say something. And it would have been, in any other show, they would have made her deliver this moving speech that everyone stood up and applauded. Yep. And they didn't do that. And it just stayed so true to her character.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, the writers just know what these characters are, who they are, and what to do. And I love that they did that, because it was true to her. And they didn't try and make her, you know, they didn't try to make Heather into something that she's not.
Well, I think that's what shines out in the later episodes, especially the end of three and into four now. That it does feel like there's been a real gelling between the writers and the actors playing those characters, like the scripting for them and the way that their lines are being delivered, and that they're really embodying those characters just seems a lot, like, so solid now that you go, it's just, it's excellent. All the subtle jokes. One of my favorites is Mel. Like, baby mama to Lachlan. She's so funny because she was in Wentworth. Which you haven't seen.
Your favorite show.
I love.
Well, one of them. Yes.
One of them. Yes. So she's great. And look, what's his name? What's our friend Hugh Sheridan's great as well.
Oh, he's so. I love him in this so much.
He's so funny.
Yeah, I like him and Ainsley this season. Are such a joy to watch.
Ainsley's really
so funny.
Ainsley has really come into her own, hasn't she?
Yeah, I think her standing up to her mother-in-law, inverted commas, and, you know, we've all know people like that, like the mother-in-law, the song tribute at the funeral. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Like,
I know
how to make this whole event all about them and their grief.
Rose Hammond, she's been around forever, but she does a good job. God, fabulous. You just want to hit her, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, a lot. We're not endorsing violence
at all, no, but yes, frustrating. What are your hopes for the rest of the season? We've still got another four episodes to go.
Well, I feel like my hopes originally were for Ben and Heather to get back together, but we've put the kibosh on that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It would be really nice if Liz could find someone who's really nice for her. Yeah. And I'm not necessarily, I mean, she's addressed that she's not a lesbian.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't care if she was, if that was the reason that they broke up, obviously. But I don't know whether there's something with her. She's not gonna continue with Jerry. I don't know. She didn't like Jerry.
No, definitely. Was very not. Nice. That was very much a
that was just a
one
thing.
And done.
So I would love her to find someone. I would love Hazza to just get a bit more settled. And are we gonna see Angley actually carry a baby for him? Is that what could, because how cute is her husband?
Oh my god,
well, they didn't get married.
I love him so much.
Simo, he's just so cute. So I could
Did
see
he
that...
like bulk up between season 3 and 4.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like I'm like, whoa, hello.
Yeah. So I think I would love for that storyline to happen because I think that he should be a father because he'd be a great one.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
You know, and maybe Liz and Harry.
No.
Maybe they could.
Harry's
Why not?
Gay, honey.
No, like she could have the baby for him though.
Yeah.
She could be a baby mama.
I feel like, I don't know if that might ruin their relationship, don't you think? Like it might, I feel like Liz would do it, but I feel like Harry would be like, oh, no.
Right. Okay. Well, but he was fine to do it with Ainsley.
Yeah, true.
Mm.
What about Harry's ex coming back and that really awkward doctor's appointment? Oh, my gosh, that was so funny. I've never laughed so much at a scene, especially when he's putting on the glove and has to take his pants off. And I'm like, this is the moment. Yeah. So I don't know if that's just like a one-off thing, just to kind of remind Harry that, hey, there's love in your life. There's someone out there. Go for it. Or if it's like going to be more a permanent thing for the next.
I've got a really
rest
deep.
Of the season.
Do you know any information? Is there going to be a season 5 or is this it?
I haven't heard anything yet. And
okay. Because I've got a very big fear that they're going to all go their separate ways.
For me, this is, I think, one of my favorite Aussie shows ever made. I just watch every year when we get the, hey, there's a new season coming. It just fills me with so much joy. It's so well written. It showcases beautiful Melbourne. There's so many cafes and different walking spots all through this, and it's such a great advertisement for Melbourne as well.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that was great about Offspring as well, but I think this
has
got 5 very strong leads. I think they've all shone in different lights. My standout, of course, is Heather. She's just amazing. I live for everything that she says because every time she's just so sassy and stuff. But, yeah, I think it's one of the best that we've had in a long time.
Definitely.
It just walks that fine line between drama and comedy and, you know, sincerity and empathy and all that sort of beautiful, you know, emo moments, and then just purely joyous stupidity. Like some things they do, you go, you're not doing that. So this is good. This is just a show. But it's cute. They all pull it off. Very cute.
Fantastic. Well, look, that is 5 Bedrooms season 4. It is now streaming on Paramount Plus, weekly episodes every Sunday night, if you don't mind.
Oh,
thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me. I love coming on the show.
Been great to chat to you. And stick around because my interview with Kat Stewart and Roy Joseph is coming up right now here on Pop Culture Essentials.
You know that voice that lives in your head? That voice led me here. I still love you.
But that's not enough.
100% bequeathed entirely to you.
750K.
Maybe you should move in here.
I can't move forward. I can't go back.
Do you require police, fire, or ambulance?
Ambulance.
Now might be a good time to think about selling this house.
Welcome back to Pop Culture Essentials. I am joined now by two of the stars of Five Bedrooms, Kat Stewart and Roy Joseph. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming along. Now, season four, what a ride. Like,
for Harry, for Roy's character, there's a lot going on.
For both of you, really.
Yeah. I mean, because we're both on the same. They're both on that ride together, hey. And it really, it starts.
Liz doesn't let Harry get too far away without kind of involving herself, and that's very much a big theme of this particular series four, I think.
Yeah, it definitely feels like there's a lot more of both of you together this season. Just these three episodes, I hope that continues. Because you two together, like, the chemistry is amazing. I don't know, does that kind of reflect in real life as well?
Well, it's all acting, totally. I can say, because I can't stand.
I went straight for being earnest.
Is that why you went to Mexico, to just like get as far away as totally possible?
I'm running away from Kat Stewart. Right. She makes my life a living hell.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, I'm now gonna put down my gun and say that Roy Joseph is the most charming, delightful person and talent to burn. And when we met, 4 years ago, and they cast a much younger actor than was planned because he was so good. They changed the character to suit Roy, and I was so thrilled. He was my favorite as well, and I was so pleased that he got the job. And it's just been a dream. I love. I'm going to make him socially awkward now. I just love working with him.
Not at all. I'm not socially awkward at all because I have the exact same stuff to say about Kat. I mean, like, Kat is, one of the legends of Australian television, and yeah. I have been not anymore. previously to Five Bedrooms, I'd been admiring her work for years, as anyone with eyes in Australia has been. For me as a young actor to get the opportunity to work with someone of that caliber, of Kat's caliber, and also of the entire cast, and but to be made to feel like I'm treated like I'm just one of them and on the same level has been incredible. And beyond that, what a great group of people. I mean, we try and spend as much time together outside of filming as we can. We don't all live in the same city, so it happens mostly when we're working. I think. We've talked about it so many times before, like that's what really adds to the chemistry, because we do really get along. We love each other.
Yeah. Amazing. You can act. It is possible to act, but it's just a love bonus that we don't have to act that much.
Totally. Yeah.
Now look, another character who's with you both a lot in these first three episodes is Harry's mum, Manju.
Yes.
Who I just love more and more each season. And this, it's not too spoiler if you've seen it, you're listening. When you are wheeling her into the nursing home, it's so awkward and unintentionally funny. How was that whole thing to film? Was it as funny as it looked for us?
Roy?
I wouldn't say it was like particularly funny while we were doing it, but I think that like I knew that it was going to be quite funny in another way. I think what Michael and Christine do so well is sometimes, obviously, they like find the humor in it. And I think that's what makes it. Otherwise it might just be a bit too heavy, and we're a comedy drama, so we like to balance both.
Also, what Kumud does so well, who plays Manju, is she. She's no shrinking violet. I mean, she's tough. So it's a real battle of wills, that storyline. So there might be moments where you feel sorry for her, and then you realise, oh, she meant that. Like, she's playing us. So it's kind of, I think that's where a lot of the humour comes from. She's very powerful.
Some of her lines, especially when it's just been you and Manju, Kat, I think the best one was when you're trying to lift her off the bed and she's like, I'm not comfortable with this and your lady tinkering. I don't think I've laughed that much had a line in so long. It's so fantastic.
She's so horrendous, and she's so mean to Liz.
Yeah, she really is.
There's
yeah.
something about her too.
Just going back to when the show first started, when you first read the script, both of you, what were your initial thoughts?
It was so long ago. It feels like quite a lifetime ago. because the first part that I read was just the scenes that I was given to audition. And I remember, you know, seeing that the character was said mid to late 30s. And I was like, oh God, all right. Well, I'm just going to make myself look as much like what I think this character should look like so that they can just focus on what I'm doing. And then the first time I read the script was actually at the callback just before I went in and met Kat. And I remember reading it, and it got to that line where they're sitting at the table and it was written so clearly. He said, I'm almost 40 and I still live with my mother. And I was 26 at the time going, oh my God, what? How is this going to work? but what I loved about it was, that it was like so real and it was so funny and it was quite honest and there was really good pace to it. I really look for that when I'm reading a script. Like if it's really well written while you're reading it, it just flows, you know, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I've just read like 10 pages. And that was the experience I had with reading that script in the waiting room, heart thumping.
It didn't break a sweat. You're amazing. I was able to read three scripts, and I was already very familiar with the brilliance of Michael Lucas and Christine Bartlett because they'd done so much on Offspring for all those years. So I knew, I was feeling pretty confident it was going to be good, but I felt like it was a really fresh perspective. I love that it kind of reflects the socioeconomic kind of challenges that we're facing today with the housing crisis and whatnot, but also a kind of a non-cookie cutter snapshot of Australia. And, this is a group of disparate people, different age groups, culture, socioeconomic background, not a lot in common on the face of it, but they kind of come together and they work it out with a sense of humour. And that's the Australia that I know and I want to see. And all in that sweet spot area of truth, pathos and heartbreak and laughs. Like they do that so well. So, I knew it was a winner, I got to say. I felt very confident it was going to be great. And then the cast, that alchemy was just made it that much better. They cast so well and that we clicked so well together.
Great. Final question before I let you go. With both of your characters, what's the one trait that you've learnt from your character that's either helped you or made you think differently in your real life?
Two answers. One, there is great power in a statement jacket.
Amazing.
And the other one would be that asking for help is a strong thing to do sometimes if you need help. And I think that's something that Liz learnt the hard way. And I think it was really beautiful. She let herself be taken care of when she really needed it by Harry and by the household at large in the first series when she was looking down the barrel of homelessness.
Yeah.
And allowing herself to be vulnerable then opened her up to being real with these people, which was something that wasn't going to happen otherwise.
Great. Roy?
I think that, Harry's so kind and sweet, so there's a lot that I try to take from that. But the thing that I think that I have taken away from playing that storyline is how important it is to stand up for yourself and live your truth. And thankfully, for me, I'm not in the same boat and haven't been in the same boat as Harry, but it has made me really appreciate the fact that I, over many years, learned to be resilient, to stand up for myself, to speak up for myself, and as well for other people when the time calls for it. Because you know, playing a character who like hasn't and doesn't really, I feel for him in so many moments. And there are so many scenes where I'm reading and like, oh God, I want to say this, but then I remember that that's me, Roy, that wants to say it, but Harry probably wouldn't because he's not at that same, you know, point in his life as I am. But we've gotten to sort of see him trying to find that, which is beautiful.
Fantastic. Well, look, thank you so much for your time. I absolutely adore this show. Let's hope for a season 5 renewal very soon. Crossed.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Only the essentials.
Just the essentials.
I only brought the essentials.
I never leave home without all the essentials.
You're listening to Pop Culture Essentials, your guide to the latest movies.
I love this movie.
Oh, I love this movie.
Games. TV.
TV. You know what else?
Streaming.
Christy, wake up!
In pop culture news.
Pop culture and current events.